The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers. Those views may or may not reflect the views of other people associated with this radio station, but in either case, they are in no way responsible for those views. If you have a problem, you should take it up with me and not them. So prepare yourselves. It's time for the Thunderbolts. You are listening to Free Radio Olympia, 91.9 FM. It is time for the Thunderbolt. And at the Thunderbolt, we believe in just saying no to boring public affairs programming. The Thunderbolt. Faster than a speeding bullet point. More powerful than multi-gigabyte bandwidth. Able to leap mixed metaphors in a single bound. Defending truth, justice, and the un-American way. Boldly going where no hack radio show has ever gone before. The Thunderbolt airs every Saturday at noon right here on Free Radio Olympia. Listen at your own risk. Hello and welcome to the Thunderbolt for May 21st, 2021. I have another choice from the archives for the mid-month show. Enjoy. Welcome to the Thunderbolt. Your source for all the news that is fit to suppress. We cover the world so that we can recover our world. You know, once when a friend of mine told me that she did not have a Facebook account,
white boy,
I asked if she didn't have a Facebook account.
Only 6'9".
Then how could she prove to anyone that she actually existed? It is getting to the point wherein that is almost no longer a joke. And Facecrack has just admitted to deleting Facebook accounts at the direction of the American and the Israeli governments. Tweets are now censored as well. If you're on Twitter, you can probably say you think we should nuke North Korea and almost certainly have no problem. But if you were to say Muslims should stand up to Western imperialism, then your account would very likely be deleted. Now, Facebook is the best method I know of to let a lot of people know about something really quickly. And since I don't have the time or the money to maintain my own website, Facebook provides a great place to promote my radio show and my newsletter. So these days, I never use Facebook to share any personal information of any kind, except occasionally in private messages. And even then, I encourage my correspondent to switch to phone or to email for future communications. If anyone knows of other methods for quickly spreading information, I am definitely open to alternatives to Facecrack. It is especially important that we remain in communication these days because we are also the victims of a systemic 40-year dumb-down of the American public. Have you ever wondered why the United States has the best education system in the world for rich kids, but our public schools rank at or near the bottom of all industrialized nations in nearly every category. American public school children totally suck at math and science, for instance. And with but few exceptions, this is not the fault of the teachers that are involved. Yes, the great American dumbdown was instituted as a result of studies that were funded by the Council on Foreign Relations back in the 1970s in order to figure out why there was so much social unrest happening at that time. And their studies concluded that Americans were rebelling because they were, quote, too educated, and thus had, quote, too high an expectation of what they deserved out of life. Really? Such as what? Food? Shelter? Healthcare? Geez, how needy we are!
White boy!
At the center of the universe, at the border between the light and the dark.
I'm not a superhero!
Some baby that wrapped that spider nightmare, huh?
The girl!
Hell with radiation, let's go!
It's a testosterone storm.
I'm a superhero. I'm nigh invulnerable.
I'm not a superhero.
The result of this dumbing down is that a large proportion of our population now depends upon trades or skills that are about to become obsolete.
See you again. Do you, don't you, want me to love you? I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you.
Tell me, come on, tell me the answer. Well, you may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer. Look out now, helter skelter.
And we have
helter skelter.
Virtually no one helter skelter possessing the skills that are going to be vital in the near future.
Do you, don't you want me to make you?
Now, I forget the exact number, but a huge percentage of all the graduate students attending American universities these days are foreign.
Look out now, helter skelter.
When the great dumbdown first started in the late 70s, the United States,
when I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide,
was the world's leading lending nation. These days, we are the world's leading debtor nation.
Come on, tell me the answer. Well, you may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer.
Look out now!
Helter skelter. Helter skelter. Helter skelter.
And now it is time to crank up the volume on the hearing aids and slap some adhesive on the dentures, because the toothless old grandpa is here to take us away. Hey, Grandpa, how are things hanging?
Well, I've been hanging out in my hideaway with my harem of young hotties.
Yes, I guess some people just know how to live.
So I hear this week you're here to tell us about a modern-day witch hunt. Well, I am one of many observers who have called the Democratic Party's accusations against the Russians for interfering in our election to be a political witch hunt, because they could not face the fact that they lost the election due to their own corruption and ineptness. To my mind, the fact that the Democrats are now accusing Jill Stein of being a witch proves that contention beyond a reasonable doubt. Since the Thunderbolt did not support Hillary Clinton, then according to the Democrats, the Thunderbolt is, ipso facto, a dupe of the Russian government. Well, I'm afraid that Vladimir has not called me in quite a while now. So evidently, I'm on my own these days. Now, I would note that the Democrats have still not produced a single piece of actual evidence that the Russians interfered in our election to any significant degree. Yeah, they found a few $100,000 that were spent on social media ads during a campaign that literally spent billions. But other than that, they have zip. Well, several times now, the media shills have breathlessly reported on such connections, only to be forced to eat crow and issue retractions immediately thereafter. Now, if you push them on their lack of evidence, the Democrats will simply say that all of the American intelligence agencies have all said that they believe that the Russians interfered in our election. Really? I have personally read and heard several Democrats say this. Gee, really? Do I actually need to point out that belief is not fact? And even disregarding weasel words, who believes a single word that the intelligence agencies, i.e., people such as James Clapper, may have to say about anything whatsoever in the first place? These people are constantly getting caught lying about nearly everything. Jeez. So here is an official Thunderbolt prediction. Since half the reporters in this country have been digging into alleged illegal Russian connections to the Trump campaign, and since thus far they've found doodly squat, and believe me, with the fountain of leaks that are constantly gushing out from Rump's White House, if there was any there, then that bear would have already been here a long time ago. Therefore, I hereby predict that the Mueller investigation is not going to find any actual evidence that the Trump campaign illegally colluded with the Russian government during the presidential campaign. And I think that Rachel Maddow should be laughed out of the media over the extreme hysteria she has displayed over this issue. But since everyone else in the media machine has also bought into this crap, then I'm pretty sure that they will continue pretending that Ms. Mad Owl is some sort of respected commentator rather than a partisan hack and then a joke. So it isn't like the Rump lacks actual issues to which he is highly vulnerable to attack. I just really wish that the Mad Owl Democrats would drop their bullshit excuses for losing to the Rump and start attacking him for something that is actually real. Wow. You did it again, Grandpa. Although they are not legally required to do so, anytime a crime is prosecuted, the prosecutor will almost always try to prove means and motive. With the end of net neutrality, the Republicans just gave the corporate media the means to censor our information. And with the Democrats in the Senate screaming at the CEOs of all the big social media platforms about why they are not censoring the political speech that the Russians allegedly posted onto American social media, well, the Democrats have now provided the big social media platforms with the motive to start censoring us. Oh yeah? Well, I'll give them something to censor. They can, in fact, bite my bit. Yes, kids, back in the days of gold coins, one method of testing the credibility of a given coin was to bite it. If the coin were made of tinted lead, you would be able to leave tooth marks in it. Whereas if the coin was actual gold, then you would not. Unfortunately, you cannot bite bitcoins. But don't be a bitter biter. In this big bad land of bountiful bits of brickbats, the Thunderbolt is now going to bite that bit ourselves, since billions of bits of bitcoins are about to bite all of us in the butt. So I've been letting bitcoins sit on the back burner until more became known about them. I suspected a grassroots attempt at bypassing the banks, which I suspect might be what it originally might have been. But when it was allowed to continue without pushback from the machine, then I figured that either the machine had co-opted Bitcoin, or that they had actually started Bitcoin themselves under false pretenses. Now, the one thing that capitalists truly hate is competition. And I can only imagine that that tendency is only exacerbated if that competition were coming in the form of money itself. If bitcoins were seriously competing with their fiat funny money, then I suspect that Bitcoin's virtual bits would be blasted into actual bits. Anyway, when the value of Bitcoins went through the roof, I finally became interested in enough to start digging into them, and I very quickly discovered, surprise, surprise, that the big Bitcoin thing has been appropriated, if not initially instigated, by the machine in order to start training us to accept the cashless society that they plan to impose upon us sometime in the near future. But not only that, as usual, when you start swimming in a cesspool, you find that many of the turds have secret connection with many of the other turds that are hidden beneath the slimy surface, and you must filter out a lot of extraneous crap in order to get to the true shite. And it turns out that the Bitcoin thing also ties into the smart grid thing, which ties into big oil, which ties into the New World Order, which ties into pretty much everything else. And I discovered that the smart grid thing is actually much bigger and much more dangerous than even I was recently speculating. Amongst other things, those assholes not only want to install a smart grid that covers the whole damned planet, but they have already constructed a great deal of the infrastructure to do just that without much of anyone knowing anything about it. Yes, kids, it's one computer to rule them all. One computer to find them. And one computer to bring them all and in the halogen bind them. And even now, as the word is starting to get out, and as people are starting to unravel their evil plot, virtually no one understands what all of it actually means, because everything is tied into everything else, and most of what they present to us is deceptions within lies hidden behind bullshit. I will defer to the wisdom of John D. Rockefeller to highlight the one thing that you need to know about their vaunted smart grid. When you control the energy, you control the world. So back in 2009, when world leaders everywhere were throwing around stimulus funny money like hotcakes at a Sunday breakfast, most of the industrialized countries on the entire planet, including the United States, the European Union, China, Japan, South Korea, and India, all of these countries spent a good deal of that stimulus money constructing smart grid infrastructure. Yes, kids, they've been working on this for a long time already. The one computer to rule us all may nearly be here already. That is, if it isn't here already. Anyway, this little inquest is now turned into a thoroughly fascinating line of inquiry, but it is also turned into a much bigger project than I originally anticipated, and I'm out of time for this week's show. I suspect that I will have much more on all of this sometime in the near future, but in the meanwhile, it's time for a station break now, kids. The views expressed on the Thunderbolt are my views, and no one else's. Those views do not necessarily reflect the views of any of the stations that air the Thunderbolt, nor anybody that has anything to do with any of those stations. And now, back to the Thunderbolt. Hello and welcome back. So I am posting this show on a fifth Friday, and usually for months that have a fifth Friday, I collect some of the best shows from the past and compile them into a version of the Thunderbolt's Greatest Strikes. However, this week I'm actually going to do something else. The Thunderbolt has been airing on Rainier Avenue Radio since 2018. And this week's show is number 281. While I have regularly encouraged listeners to contribute to RAR, I did not know that they have never had an official fund drive until now. And in addition, they have asked me to help them out with that, which I am most happy to do. I am quite happy to air on Rainier Avenue, as Rainier Avenue Radio is the very essence of community media. They even broadcast sports games from their local high school. And this is grassroots communication and activism at its best, and I have actually had more feedback from RAR listeners than all three of the other stations that air this program combined. Which is somewhat ironic, since all three of the other stations have a broadcast signal, whilst Rainier Avenue Radio is online only. And so, in celebration of Rainier Avenue Radio's first fun drive, this week I am replaying the very first show that ever aired on Rainier Avenue Radio, back on February 2nd of 2018. But before we start part two, Rainier Avenue Radio has also asked me to convey a message to listeners, which I am also most happy to do. Quote, Rainier Avenue Radio is a people-oriented media outlet dedicated to amplifying the diverse voices of our community. We are asking you to make a difference and invest in our independent organization so that we can continue to enrich our community through the programs that you love. And we need your help. We are kicking off our summer campaign to support Rainier Avenue Radio. From now until August 1st, we are asking you to make a gift in support of our work. Go to rainieravenueradio.world and click on the Donate to Make a Gift button. Every gift matters, and we are working to raise the resources needed to fund the programming. Your collective contributions support programs like this and events like the Call to Conscience Museum, the Make Music Day, summer youth classes, the Generational Wealth Campaign, and much more. And your donations support producing community-created programming and live broadcasts from community events, delivering our digital media and broadcasting training programs, as well as cultivating a community platform for local information and news. Thank you for partnering with us to amplify diverse voices in our community. Unquote. So, Rainier Avenue Radio listeners, support this invaluable resource. Now, back to the show. So, does anyone out there still remember the good old days with Ronald Reagan? I'm actually not kidding. With the arguable exception of Bill Clinton, every president since Reagan has been worse than the last one was. George H.W. Bush was the former head of the CIA, and he had some of the bloodiest clandestine hands in the world. Bill Clinton wasn't quite as bloody or quite as evil as H.W. was, but he did sell the Democratic Party to the bankers, he did totally trash low-income mothers, and his sentencing laws did devastate black neighborhoods throughout the land. Then George Bush came along and made imperialistic wars and war crimes acceptable to the public. Next, we had the Obamer, who, rather than prosecuting Bush for his war crimes, instead put those war crimes on steroids and himself took them to even greater heights. Now the rump has removed even the few token restrictions that the Obamer had put on American military and intelligence services in such areas. These days, torture, mass murder of civilians by remote-controlled flying robot, clandestine funding of mass-murdering warlords, and night raids that are based upon highly questionable information, wherein everyone in a certain household, or everyone in a given compound, is killed. In every one of these areas, the rump is proving to be far worse even than Obama was. And I suspect that what is upsetting a lot of these elites is the fact that the rump is simply being more honest about all of this than any of his predecessors ever were. The elites are freaking out because the rump is showing their true faces to the public. After all, they spend a great deal of money and influence to keep that face completely hidden from public view. And as far as how far we have drifted over recent decades, consider this. Richard Nixon, who founded the EPA, who founded OSHA, who tried to provide health care for all, and who seriously pushed a guaranteed income for all, Yes, the same Richard Nixon who took the first small steps toward affirmative action and integration. Well, these days, Richard Nixon would be considered to be a flaming liberal. So, on to another subject now. Do you remember a few years back when a small army of FBI agents invaded Olympia and began terrorizing locals, seeking information about some people that had broken some windows at a protest up in Seattle? Well, that was just a small part of a massive nationwide dragnet. They actually sent local agents all the way to the East Coast to question family members of people they suspected of being involved. They locked up three local Olympia activists for several months without any charges, simply because these activists refused to answer their questions or to cooperate with their federal witch hunt. So tell me, do you really think that they did all of this over a few broken windows? Huh. And that was under Obama. In this area also, the rump is proving to be even worse. Anyway, I just listened to a clip of a federal law enforcement official stating that he had watched hundreds of hours of video over and over and over, and he was not the only cop that was doing this. All in an attempt to prosecute protesters that had been at the rump's inauguration in Washington, D.C. Now, at that inauguration, the police tear gassed, pepper sprayed, and beat protesters with abandon, and then they conducted mass arrests, wherein they simply kettled and arrested everyone in the area. Now, this included medics, journalists, and even innocent bystanders that had not been associated with the protest. And then they charged hundreds of these protesters with serious felonies, many of which carried possible 60-year prison sentences.
We have known your planet Earth since
I'm
the
not
first
a superhero.
Creature out of the primeval slime of your seas to become man.
And I cannot even make a guess as to how many millions of dollars they spend or how many thousands of hours of labor that went into this effort. They went to these extraordinary lengths because some of the protesters at the rump's inauguration had broken some windows.
I want a whole lot of love.
The feds admitted that they had no idea who actually broke the windows. They are instead using their infamous conspiracy theory. Now a major portion
of
all federal prosecutions these days are for conspiracy. Because they can convict you for conspiracy without any evidence. Since you don't even need to actually commit any crime to be convicted of conspiracy. You merely need to conspire with someone else to commit a crime. And you are guilty of conspiracy, even if the crime is never actually committed. And as for digging up other conspirators to testify against you, the feds hand out 10 and 20 year prison sentences like nothing. And the only way to significantly reduce a federal sentence is to do what they call cooperate with law enforcement, and what I call selling your soul to the devil. And as a result of this situation, every federal prosecutor always has a large stable full of potential snitches that are more than eager to say anything that they think the prosecutor may want to hear. And that is the big secret behind the feds' 97% conviction rate.
He wants a whole lot of love.
And when you know about the feds' draconian sentences,
way, way down inside,
and when you know about their 97% conviction rate, then you know that being indicted by the feds is absolutely no laughing matter. Even if you are one of the 3% who aren't convicted, your entire life will be turned upside down and you will probably be financially wiped out as well. Since the feds are also famous for seriously harassing and threatening friends and co-workers, and since they often threaten custody of your children, then all of these relationships are very likely to suffer serious strain as well.
Just a place where that launch went off at Cape Canaveral.
Yeah, man, I had launch. I had bacon lettuce.
I guess this is the feds' version of the broken window theory.
I'm not a superhero.
I'm Batman.
You can help me save the earth.
And it's time to get to work now. All right. So we're going to fill out the rest of the hour with some music now. This is a band called Yellow, Y-E-L-L-O, that I really like a lot. Enjoy.
Sometimes, somewhere, I'm arriving.
fast lane of the street I'm driving. Sometimes, somewhere, I'm arriving. Every day and every night.
Electrified.
creature got me electrified. I tried to escape her, but it was useless. I had to make a decision, being driven to go mad. I decided to be driven to my limits. This creature got me electrified.
That was Electrified 2. Before that, we had a 2003 version of The Race. Both those songs from a band called Yellow. So that's it for this week. Hope to see you next week. Please keep in mind that the views expressed on the Thunderbolt are those of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station or anyone associated with this radio station. The Thunderbolt website is dana98501.wordpress.com. 98501 is the downtown Olympia zip code, if that helps you remember that. And you can contribute to the Thunderbolt cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. Glad you joined us this week. We hope to see you next week. And in the meanwhile...
Thank you very much.